So we just learned that the two strands that make up a DNA double helix structure are bound to each other through hydrogen bonding. And we also learned that it's the nitrogenous bases of the nucleotides that are oriented towards the center of the double helix. So the bonding between the two strands actually occurs between the two nitrogenous bases on adjacent strands. Now it turns out that only certain nucleotides will bond with each other on these adjacent strands, and this is called complementary base pairing. So adenine will only bond to thymine, so these are a complementary base pair, adenine and thymine, and cytosine will only bond with guanine. So cytosine and guanine are a complementary base pair. Now you can see in the diagram that adenine and thymine are bound together by two hydrogen bonds, whereas cytosine and guanine are bound together by three hydrogen bonds. This means that the bond between cytosine and guanine is slightly stronger than the bond between adenine and thymine. This complementary base pairing is an extremely important concept, so you're going to have to memorize the fact that adenine binds to thymine and cytosine binds to guanine. The way that I like to remember it is I say a little rhyme in my head, A to T and C to G. See if you can come up with your own rhyme or learning strategy to memorize this relationship, but know that you'll have to remember it going forward.